This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, and this is episode number 10, and the title is A Reunion, 67 Years in the Making, and it's all about God's sovereignty and discovering our purpose in our lives and understanding that God does have a special purpose for each and every one of us. This episode is going to be a little bit different from some of my other episodes. It is based on a true story, and I hope it inspires many. I'm not going to have a ton of verses in these parts of this episode. Nevertheless, though, of course, this goes right along with God's sovereignty, and it just goes right along to show that God is in our lives. He's got everything all planned out. And sometimes we don't understand why things happen. We don't maybe agree with the way that it happened, but nevertheless, we have to remember that God is in control as he always has been. Before I get started today, I would like to remind you that you can find the podcast now on various podcast platforms. Some of those include, of course, the big ones, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, TuneIn.com, and many more. You can also check out the podcast website, rss.com/podcast/truthfromtheheart. You can email the podcast as well, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. Something that I love mentioning, and not because I am trying to be prideful or that I'm trying to brag or anything like that. It's just because I guess I never really thought or dreamed how much this podcast would take off and the widespread distribution that this podcast is getting. It's just been amazing. Has nothing to do with me. It doesn't have anything to do, I don't think, with the content. Well, it has something to do with the content because I am bringing God's word to you and the truth of his word. And he will never let his word be subdued. He'll never let his word be hidden. For those who stand up boldly and speak the truth of his word, he will honor that and he will make the truth of his word go forth. And that's exactly what happened. This is a worldwide podcast. Praise the Lord. And let me read you some of the countries that this podcast has been downloaded in. United Arab Emirates, Canada, Ireland, Germany, United Kingdom, India, the Russian Federation, or Russia, I guess, Belgium, and of course here in the United States, that's where most of the downloads have been. But nevertheless, this podcast is getting around the world. Folks in different countries are able to hear the good news of the gospel, and to God be the glory for it all. It's not that I ever doubted God. It's just I never realized the impact and the distribution that by putting this on some of those platforms that I mentioned, it would get around the world literally, and that there are people in those countries that are hearing the good news of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Before I also get started, I do want to say that I'm not sure if you were able to listen to them. I had them listed as bonus episodes, but last month, the month of April 2024, was a crazy month for me, and my goal, I said from the beginning, was to get at least four parts of an episode out, or maybe get two episodes out, but nevertheless, give you about four 20-minute episodes that you can listen to per month, hopefully about one a week. And that didn't happen last month. There have been some crazy things going on in my life. It's just been busy, had a lot of things going on with my family and everything else, and so I did not get that done in April. But at the end of the month, I was able to do a quick update episode and kind of update you on what's going on. And like I said, I will have more about that later. You know, life sometimes catches up with you. It's not easy doing these. I don't know how some of these podcast guys do daily podcasts, because there's no way I could get a daily podcast done. I can tell you that right now. Before I get started today, I do want to say this. I'm not going to mention any names in this story, and it's not because there's anything bad in here that might embarrass somebody or anything like that. It's just, I don't want you to get caught up on the names. The names don't make a difference in this story. So I'm not going to mention the names. I'm just going to mention the relationships to me. And so hopefully that doesn't get you confused, and hopefully you're able to follow along. But I just said, I really don't want to do the names because some of the names are kind of close to each other. I don't want you to get confused and be like, well, now, wait a minute. Who is this? Who is that? So that's why I'm going to try and make it clear of now I'm talking about this person, et cetera, et cetera. And before I get started today, like I said, I do hope that this podcast is inspiring to many, and I hope it just reminds you that God has a plan for each and every one of us. This may be mind-blowing to some people, but there has never been anyone who has lived that God did not have a purpose for them being on this earth. God does nothing by accident. Now, there are many people, I would say billions of people, that have lived life and never discovered what their purpose in this life is. And to me, that's a horrible tragedy, because you need to know what your purpose in this life is, what God has willed for you to do. And we are not all called to do the same thing, because we are all different. We are all unique. God has created us differently, and we've all got different tasks and different things that He has called us to do. Some of us may do the same jobs, but again, each one of us is unique. And so maybe you've never heard that, maybe you have never thought of that, but you are not living here on this earth by accident. You were not an accident. God put you here on this earth for a reason. And like I said, hopefully by the end of this, if you don't know what your purpose in life is, maybe you don't even know Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will receive Him into your life, and I also pray that you will ask Him to show you what His will for your life is, so that you can discover what your purpose in this life is. So that kind of goes along with the story, and again, as I explain this story, I think it'll make more sense, and many of my friends and family have already heard this story. Every person that I've told this story to has said that it's just an amazing story. And they said, you know, you can almost make this into a movie. And that's somewhat true, although this story is not over. I can't wait to see what God is going to do with the rest of this story, with these relationships that I'm going to be talking about. God's in it all the way. We know that God is in it. My family knows that God is in it. And again, I just cannot wait to see what He does with this. But I love sharing this story, because it's stories like these that we need to have more of in our lives. We hear a lot of the bad stuff that goes on in this world, in the news and everywhere else, but we miss a lot of the good stories. And so that's why, too, I wanted to share this one with you. So let me first start off. And again, as I said at the beginning, I'm not going to be having a whole lot of verses on this episode, so to speak, in the different parts, but I'm going to have a few verses. And this verse is one that we need to get the basics. And I've already talked a little bit about this, but I like starting with the basics. So let's start with the basics. And to do that, we go to the book of Isaiah, and we're going to chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. And again, I read from the English Standard Version. You can read along in whatever version that you normally read in. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. And here's what it says. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts." That, I think, in some ways is God reminding us of, look, I'm the one that's in control. I knew from the very foundation of the world what the plan was. And as humans, we want to know what the plan is. But the problem is, if we know what the plan is, then we don't need faith. Because if you already know what's going to happen, you don't have to have faith. You don't have to trust in God and know that He's got a special plan for our lives. And when we seek Him and ask Him to show us what that plan is, that He will reveal that to us. So I love that verse. That's kind of the base or the foundation, that His ways are not our ways. And it's not for us to question why God did it this way or how He did it. And, you know, say, well, I would have done it a different way, because, again, that doesn't matter in the grand scope of things. God is in control. He always has been, and He's got our best interest in mind. A few more verses that I want to use, and I'm actually probably going to use these on every part of this episode, just kind of as a refresher, as a reminder. And the first one is Genesis 1:27. And I've used this verse before. I used it, I think, back when I was talking about marriages and relationships. And here's what Genesis 1:27 says. It says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them." And that is pretty astounding. We are created in the image of God. That's why I said, don't believe the lie that you're just living here by accident, that you're living here because your parents may have gotten together and it was just a quick relationship and they didn't really mean to have a child, because, and that may be the truth. That may not be a lie, but the point is, God made that happen for a reason. It happened for a reason. You are not an accident whatsoever. We are created in His image. That is powerful. There is no other species in the entire world that is created in the image of God. The human species is the only one that is created in the image of God. And there's a verse, and I can't remember where it's found, and I'll try and look it up maybe and tell you about it on the next part of this episode. But it says that God feeds the birds of the air. So how much more is He willing to do for us that are created in His image? For those of us that know Him, we are His children, and He is a loving Father. He is a great Father. He will do anything for His children, but we have to ask. I don't know what kind of relationship that you've had with your parents, but I can tell you this, that there is no greater Father than our Heavenly Father who loves us and cares about us. He created us. We are created in His image. And so if there's anything that you're struggling with in your life, if you're struggling with trying to find your purpose, just know that you can turn to Him. The next verse that I'm going to be talking about, it's gone along again with what I've talked about, but I'll probably mention this on each part of this episode, and that is Jeremiah 29:11. And I have recently made this my life verse because it's just such a great reminder that when things kind of don't go the way that we expect them to, this is a great verse that you need to memorize. You need to have this. Maybe you already had this as your life verse. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. How powerful is that? He has plans for each and every one of us, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. And trust me, I know when things don't go the right way, it does not seem like that is the case, but we cannot see the big picture like God can. And we have to know that His loving hand is protecting us. His loving hand is with us every step of the way. And finally, the last verse that I want to carry through each part of this episode is Jeremiah 1:5. And it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. I've heard the saying sometimes that, you know, no one knows you better than you know yourself. I disagree with that. I know that God knows us better than we even know ourselves. He created us. We are created in His image. The Creator knows the creation better than the creation knows themselves. So when you're going through something and you're trying to figure out what's going on, or you say, well, I'm not going to react this way, and so I don't understand why this is not happening, God knows us better. He knows what's best for us. And it is something that's hard because we sit here and say, well, Lord, I want this. How come I can't have this? And then down the road, I love when He reveals to us, see, you said you wanted that, but then now aren't you glad that you didn't have that? And you're like, I completely am. How did you know? Just kind of a humorous take where God's like sitting there going, because I'm God. I knew from the very foundation of the world what was going to happen. Your entire life, our entire life is like you could take a map and you could just lay it out in front of God. And everything is all laid out. Every step, every word, every breath that we're going to take, it's all laid out. God knows exactly what's going to happen in our lives. And to me, that's why we have to trust Him. I'm going to trust the one who's got the plan, who's got the map right in front of Him that can guide me down the right path. When I get off course and I start going down the wrong way, He can pull me back and say, no, you're going the wrong way. Go this way. I mean, wouldn't you? Don't you want to trust the one that can see time from the beginning to the very, very end? That's the one who I want to trust, and that's the one that I encourage you to put your trust in if you have not done so already. So those are the verses that I'm going to carry with us, and I will start the story on the next part of this episode because I don't want to give you the first few parts of the story and then have to continue it. So I will start the story that I'm going to share with you on the next part of this episode. But before I do, let me just say a quick prayer and close us out for today. And again, I really do appreciate you listening today. This is a story that I started working on back in February, and now it's about May when I'm recording this. And so it's been about 3 months. And like I said, last month was kind of crazy. I didn't have a whole lot of time to finish it, but I've been able to sit down lately and finish this episode, and I'm so glad and so blessed that I get to share it with the entire world, not just my friends and family, because like I said, this story is one that is too good to not share with you. So again, let me say a quick prayer, and then I'll close out this part of the episode. Lord, thank you so much for today. And Lord, thank you for your sovereignty, and thank you for creating us in your image and for giving each and every one of us a purpose in this life. And Lord, I pray for those who have never discovered what their purpose is. I pray that they would turn to you and ask you to show them what your purpose is for their lives. I also, Lord, pray for those who don't know you, that they would come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, because you have been in the business of changing lives since the beginning of time. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's only one God that answers to that name, and it is you, the Almighty God. You love us so much we can't even imagine. You have a plan for each and every one of us. You protect us along the way. And Lord, I just thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each and every one of us as well. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. I'm real excited to share this story with you, so I will do that beginning on the next part of this episode. And in the meantime, just continue checking the podcast website, checking the podcast platforms that you check, and look for new episodes. After this one, I hope to get some more episodes and kind of get back in the groove and the routine of things and start to produce at least four parts of an episode, or at least a couple of episodes per month. That is the goal. I'm going to just try and keep them going. I've got several, though, on my podcast website. If this is your first time tuning in, there are plenty there for you to get caught up on. I do want to say this before I close. If you're tuning in trying to get a theological perspective on something, that's not going to happen. I don't have a degree from seminary. I'm not a theologian. I am just your ordinary, average, everyday Christian guy just sharing the good news of the gospel with you and sharing things that we need to know and that we need to understand. And I'm not sitting here saying that I know the Bible better than you and that's why, you know, I'm trying to preach at you. I'm just sharing the good news of the gospel with you. And I don't know the Bible as well as I should. I've said that many times. I want to know it better. And that's why I try and read it on a daily basis, because every time I read it, God shows me something different. And that can be the case in your life. If Bible reading is not a daily part of your life, you need to make it a daily part of your life. There are many daily devotionals out there that you can find that usually have a verse that go with them or several verses. That is a great place to start. Have quiet time with God each day. Open up His Word, read it, and let it speak to you in your life, because there is nothing that can speak to our lives like the Word of God. So I just wanted to say that for the new listeners out there, if you're listening thinking that I'm a preacher or that I'm going to go into deep theological discussions, that is definitely not the case. I'm trying to keep it simple, trying to keep it to where you can understand things. And that's why I always give you the verses and say that if you miss a verse or you need to have me clarify something that I've said, that's why you can email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, thank you so much for listening. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.